I'm wondering what brings you to Canada right now. Is it some particular occasion in your years?
Why should the province come visiting different cities around the world? I can fill you in on most of the details of about the society, dates and times, and kind of. You might prefer to ask the public more about the philosophy about everything.
Okay, what I understand is this is an extension of Hindu religion. Is that not correct? No. No. Does it have any basic trends in Hindu religion?
There is no such word as Hindu religion. You do not know. There is no such word as Hindu religion. At least in the Vedas. The religion is translated into a Shakti. As characteristic, religion is not a kind of thing. That's like chemical composition. A sugar is sweet. So that is it. Sugar must be sweet. Sugar cannot be pungent. Chili must be pungent. If chili is sweet, we reject it. And sugar is pungent, we reject it. Similarly, our baby system is to train the human being to the ultimate goal of his life. That system is called Varnasram Dharma. Gradually training is possible. How to become perfect human being and understand the goal of his life. And that is actually, it is not meant for any particular sex or particular race and cause. It is meant for the whole human society. How to make them perfect the goal of his life.
To what means do you train the human being to become, to achieve the goal of his life?
Understand his spiritual identification. At the present moment, these days, all over the world, things are passing on the bodily concept of life. But we are not this body. That is the defect of modern civilization, that there are two things, one, the body and the moving force, which is moving the body. So they are taking care of the body, but they have no information of this body, the moving force. They are presenting some foolish theories that the body is moving by chemical composition, by this, that, but actually they do not know what is there. The chemical composition is, what is that? This foolish teacher, the thing, the body, by some chemical and physical combination and electric power, although they have not been able to do so, but it is, they are theorizing that. It is like the whole human society is going on. in a deep ignorant place. That is the defect of the human society at the present moment. And we are trying to mend this defect by the system of consciousness movement. People are trying to understand that our books have been very nicely received by the educators too. We have got so many books. For the time we have got about 50,000 books like this. This book is selling very nicely. So what we try to do, we have printed recent editions. 350,000 copies already finished. And then we are going to say 500,000 copies. So it is a great science meant for all human beings, not for the Hindus or the Muslims or the Christians. Science, mathematics is meant for everyone. It is spiritual science. Everyone should take advantage. Otherwise, what was the use of my... I have not come here to preach Hinduism. Why you should take Hinduism? You are already Christian. You are the user reflecting Christian religion to Hinduism. We are messengers. We are not after increasing the number of Hindus. We are after making the human being perfect in them. That is all.
Do you believe that there is more than one way?
There is only one way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the spirit soul is within you and within me. That your skin may be white, my skin may be colored, but within the spirit soul, what is there in you, what is there is in me. That does change on account of the body. Therefore, to understand that spirit soul, there is only one. There is no second. It is not experimental, it is already there. If it is based on experimental observation, then my experiment, your experiment may be different. But it is a fact that the soul is there. And as soon as the soul is gone from the body is a dead man, and lump of man. That we have done. And any gentleman, any sensible man can understand it, that soul is there, although we are changing body. That's why you, for a child, that's a fact, but why is that child's body? Now your body is different. Is it not a fact? What do you think? So why is that body, your child's body? Material, I want to say, when you are on the lap of your mother, the body was so small. Now you are young girl and you are so well dressed, a small body. That means you are same body. But your mother knows that you are the same child that. Because you are grown up or you have changed your body, your mother is not cry, you are well, my child. She knows that my child is there, that she has changed body. So why these people do not understand this language? Suppose we have come in this day, next moment you come in another day. But if I know you, I am not this day. Because you have changed your dress. Similarly, we are changing our dress. From baby to child to boy to young man to middle-aged man to girl. Constantly change, every moment, medical science also change. The blood corpus starts change every moment. So we are changing our body every moment. But still, he cannot understand that on account of change of body, the living force within the body does not change. Is there any difficulty to understand?
Does that mean then that the basic, your basic self, your basic spirit is innocent, basically? Like it's the same spirit throughout your life from the moment you're born on, then it is innocent and you can achieve fullness?
I come on, not accept that the basic principle is the soul. Mm-hmm. Now, whether in your sense or my definition is considered little, first of all, the basic power is the spiritual. First of all, you have to understand that the spirit soul is there always. Although we are changing, this first principle has, but they do not understand. This education is left.
Do you advocate then that one denies body, like comforts and so forth, in order to...
No, I deny the body. The bread, you are putting some type of dress. So dress is not unimportant. But real importance is you, the person. So where is that education? About the real person. They are simply engulfed with the dress. This is going. Such kind of mentality is there even in the cats and dogs. He is also thinking, I am the body. So if a human being does not understand the fact that he is not this body, he is changing his body, but his spirit soul. Then he is no better than the cats and dogs. So we do not want to keep the human society in the category of cats and dogs. We want to raise them to the real understanding of the identification. That is our mission. It is neither Hindu religion nor Muslim religion, it is science.
I know other followers obviously dress similarly and so forth.
So we cannot get many followers because everyone is under this impression and this body. And to get him released from this conception is not so easy then. So we cannot expect many thousands of millions. Only selected, fortunate people will have it. But everyone can understand it. It is a very simple thing. But the modern education has made them so dull friends. They can understand as they do the tribal. That the subject matter is very simple thing. I am changing body, but in spite of my change of body, I am the spirit soul existing. This is the body, understand. I am not dead on account of my body being changed. My childhood body is changed, my boyhood body is changed, my youthful body is changed, but I have existed. I can remember that I was in such body, I was in such body. In such circumstances, when I was a child, I was talking blindly, I was jumping blindly. But because the body is finished, I cannot do that. Now I have got a different body, I cannot jump like a cat. This is simple truth. But I know that I will jump with it. That is not a dream, it's a fact. But we are educated in such a foolish way that we cannot understand this thing. Simple truth. That has to be amended. Otherwise, there is no question of enlightenment in the human.
any help, for instance, from Sylvie Falls, who mentioned that the university here in Toronto is teaching you folks and so forth. Do you feel that any contact is with your idea of all that?
It's not my idea. It's not my idea.
Do you think that is helping people in their lives and stuff, or do they have to go into a more...
Yes, that's a lot of my students. We have not bragged that I'm Indian to all Indians. So why is that sitting for me? After they do that.
You're saying that you're not necessarily trying to get a large number of devotees to get your few people who are yet ready for success.
Anyone who can accept, he is interested to become learned in the subject matter. He's welcome.
Can a person follow your movement, the practitioner movement, without necessarily going into a temple and concentrating on your teaching?
Yeah. It's a kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different education that you have to go through. If you want to get an education, you can't see the rest of it. You have to come to yourself for it to give some.
It is that, really, yes, but it is not man-made religion. As I already explained, that our idea of religion means that like the sugar, it must be sweet. It is not that in Europe sugar is not sweet, in India it is sweet. Sugar, wherever it is sweet. Similarly, the soul, the spirit soul is the same everywhere. So the spirit soul is now embodied within this material body and he suffered on account of this material body. So we are teaching everyone how to get out of this material body and stay in his original spiritual body. This is our real mode. This is another way, another name is liberation. We are suffering within this body. Our suffering means on account of this body. So, if there is such science, how to continue our life without changing body? But that's science we are teaching. It is purely education.
Do you believe then that when your physical body
drops,
yes, that your spiritual body...
That I have already explained, that your physical body, a dying body, dead, gone. Mm-hmm. How are you living? The simple truth, you cannot understand, where is this child body? Where is that? In what sense?
Child body?
Yes, you have a body, a small child body. Is it not?
Yeah.
Huh? Idea? You are a child.
Yes, yes.
So where is a child body?
Well, you can
change. Change? Another body of life. Change means another body. You dress your child, you get another. So in simple truth. So you have got another body or another breath, but you are still living. The simple truth they cannot understand. As they had marched in education.
Does that mean then that once the immediate corporeal body is dead, right? The one that you have...
Yeah. We have to conclude this is this part. Logic. That my... I have changed my body. Still I am living. Therefore, when I change this body, I shall live. This is the logic.
Does your spiritual body keep the same training that you
have? Same, that is all that. It's like you are in a different type of dress, I am in different types of dress. That's another thing. There is many changes in different types. But I, the owner of the dress, is the same. Now, the person, the same person, when he's there as a high court judge, he is dealing indifferently in the high court. And the same person, after giving up his garments of high court judge, he talks with his wife and she's indifferent talks. Your wife does not have anything, my lord. Your wife calls Mr. John. John, why not be here? She has no request. As is especially he gets in the court. Man is the same. The circumstance is different.
So that means then that our society
is
certain people, certain status
just
because of their job,
right?
That's not correct.
Yes. We must come to the correct position of our spiritual life, then it is perfection. Otherwise, there is no. Husband comes at home and your wife calls him by the name, John, come here. Oh, you are not addressing my lord? He will be ludicrous. He might be my lord in the court, but when he in the family, the wife calls him by the name. So, change of dress, we are changing our names, circumstances, thoughts and everything. Therefore, we find differentiation. American, Indian, Hindu, Muslim, black, white, this. These are all the designations of the dress. And therefore, we do not agree. As soon as I accept, identify myself, with the dress, there will be the dress. And as soon as everyone of us will know that this is superficial, this is dress, and still so, then there will be dress. Samatvali, Shubhu, Shubhu, Shantasri, Vat, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanna, Pana, Sosati, Atanati, Samatvali, Shubhu, Shubhu, Madhvati, Navati, Param. So without this understanding, they have opened united it, keeping them cats and dogs. And they are simply barking, that's all. See? For the last 40 years, simply that barking. What achievement is it? happening in your country, where police president beat the black man's family body.
Thank you.
Because I, but actually, there is some tension, black and white, because they are not on the spiritual platform.
In Canada, Prabhupada's the French and English.
Everywhere, some tension. The Catholic, the Protestant, the black, the white, the Hindu, the Muslim. That must go on, because he couldn't accept on the platform of flesh, of body. Then there must be a... Well, it is a must and expression.
One who is thus transcendentally situated has once realized the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every demand. In that state he attains pure devotional service.
Equally disposed as soon as knows that I am not this body, I am free so. That there is no distinction. That's like two Americans go to India. So, when they understand that we are Americans, immediately their interests become one, although they are in the forest. They decide us. Similarly, as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction as the black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, everything is one. Some of them will be different. You are reading the purpose?
The impersonate, achieving the Brahma Bhuta stage, becoming one with the Absolute, is the last word. But for the personist, for pure devotee, one has to go still further to become engaged in pure devotional service. This means that one who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is already in a state of liberation, called Brahma Bhuta, oneness with the Absolute. Without being one with the Supreme, the Absolute, one cannot enter spiritual service. In the Absolute conception, there is no difference between the served and the servitor. Yet the distinction is there, in a higher spiritual sense. In the material concept of life, when one works for sense gratification, there is an issue. But in the Absolute world, when one is engaged in pure emotional service, there is no issue. The devotee in Krishna consciousness has nothing to demand or desire. Since God is full, a living entity who is engaged in God's service, in Krishna consciousness, becomes also full of himself. He is just like a liver, cleansed of all dirty water. Since the pure devotee has no thought other than Krishna, he is naturally always joyful. He does not lament for any material loss or gain, because he is full of service to the world. He has no desire for material enjoyment, because he knows that every living entity is a fundamental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore he can only serve it. He does not see it in the material world, someone is higher and someone is lower. Higher and lower positions are ephemeral, and his devotee has nothing to do with ephemeral appearances or disciplines. For him, stone and gold are of equal value. This is the Brahma Bhuta stage, and this stage is attained very easily.
But this Brahma Bhuta stage is spiritual stage. We want to bring everyone to this spiritual stage. That is in some sense. We are not on the material stage. Therefore it is a little difficult to understand. Everyone is on the material stage. But we are working on the spiritual stage. But the spirit and matter, we can distinguish. Without the spirit, the body is nothing but lump of matter. That is why the spirit is there, the matter is there. But we are so dull, we do not understand what is the spirit. That is the difficulty of the modern person. This is the most important thing. Without the spirit, the body cannot move. They are really experiencing that without spirit the body is nothing. It's decomposed matter. But still, they are simply licking up that decomposed matter without taking care of the spiritual. is the most defective position of the modern society. So it is not a Hindu religion or Christian religion, it is a science to understand.
If a sufficient number of people could take care of the spirit, could achieve an understanding of spiritual quality, do you think that would solve
it? It is not possible that, because at the present moment, the number of educated persons, there are many. Many PhDs, GSTs are present. Nobody understands it. You cannot expect a fair number of persons to understand. It is required a little hard way. But even some percent of the population understands this philosophy, that there will be peace and power. Not that it's like in my body, not that any part of my body is brain. But if the brain is in order, then other parts of the body will act. The leg is not brain, but if the brain is in order, the leg will move nicely. The difficulty is there is no brain. So without brain, without head, when the body moves, it is ghost. So is it both disciplines or both? Then the kind of God, perhaps, you know, that without head, if man is chopped off his head and if he has got a tracer, that he becomes a God without head. That is the present moment. All the so-called educated civilized men are both without him. You know that there is some ghost without
him. I've heard about
him. No, you need to hear about him. I described him to you.
They're always depicted like that quite often in Europe because they used to have the guillotine chopping their head off.
I vote without head, yes. That is it. That depends on my head. Without head, ghost. It's an illusion of ghost. Without brain. It is something revolutionary. Something revolutionary. But this is a fact.
Are you willing to try and contact people,
the educated man? Yes, that is. That is. That's something trying to understand. But it requires little brain. So-called educated, with dull brain, cannot understand. To make their brain finer, to understand, we are qualifying four things. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. If one differs from these four qualitative things, then he can develop his brain to understand. And if one indulges in these four things, his brain will never be able to understand. That is it. Like a dog having sexual intercourse on the street. So if I request the dog, don't do this, it is not very good. It's never
answered. What
is
the circumstances
here? Finishing. the brain thinks so that one can understand. We have got so many dirty things within ourselves. By the chanting and following these regulatory principles, it will be clean. Then, just like a mirror full of dust, you have to clean. Then you see your breath very much. So, this is the process of cleansing the mirror of heart. So, when it is clean, then you can understand, yes, I'm not this body. And so, my business is different. That is it. Therefore, we are encouraging people to come here, chant, dance, and take us up. Daily process. There comes, in the beginning, I had no place to stay. Now we have got hundreds of big palaces.
Why is it that you seem to attract a large following of youth?
Because my city is fast. It is not a vulgar thing. It is not such imagination. By meditation it becomes God. We do not bluff like this. We give education, scientific education, in the books I read. We find in Bhagavad Gita, we read everything. So, yes, how to understand God and myself, my relationship? There is no such thing that you sit down 15 minutes and you become God. There is no such bother. It is hard.
Okay, I think she was asking also, why are there so many young people? Why so many young men?
Young, they are receptive, and the other side is that in the Western countries, here younger generation, they are seeing that their parents and fathers are not happy. It is not a fact. So they are trying to find out something where they find happiness. As such, they go to so many sannyasis and yogis who come from India. But they are also that practice. But here they are finding the real substance. That you can ask any one of them, they will explain how they are coming.
So I can show you downstairs in the magazine. There's an article about our India, our program of Sydney, India. We have a very beautiful center.
Thank you very much for
yes, we have some.
Hey.